And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to the Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. It is game day, Ravens Nation worldwide. The Ravens are in San Francisco, and they are playing up against the 49ers at the home of WrestleMania 31. I think that was 31, right? Yeah, it was 31. WrestleMania 31.
And that's bad. That's bad. That's bad because didn't this whole Seth Rollins saga start there?
They did. The architect cashed in.
Yeah, I'm already dreading this trip.
And he beat the beast, Brock Lesnar. But anyway, we go.
But one of the best RKOs in history was in that venue.
That was an awesome RKO.
That was an awesome RKO. For all our wrestling fans out there, they'd be like, what?
Yeah,
that's awesome. RKO. For the non-wrestling fans would be like, really?
They're out of nowhere. All right. We got the...
Yeah, we hopefully can win out of nowhere.
Yeah. We got the Ravens. We got the 49ers. And it is game day. And Josh and I are here to talk about what are the keys to the game. So, Josh, take it away, man. How do we do this game? Yeah, exactly. Do the Ravens... Does Joe Flacco have to walk in with a briefcase, cash in, and is that how he's going to win this game?
No, it's not that simple. It used to be like that. It's not that simple anymore. I mean, and even the keys that we've been giving them, they don't start this car, man. You know, they're not opening doors. I think we gave them the wrong set of keys to the games, man, because we ain't been getting it done. I'm almost out of keys. I'm almost like, here, let's just give them the – I don't know what you call it. I mean, keys to the game's pretty cliche, but it's like the keys aren't working. We need to figure out something else to give.
How about just a push button start? I think that's what people do nowadays.
How about
right?
The red panic button and just nuke everything and start over? The season never happened. We're 0-0. We nuked it. Anyway, speaking of the keys of the game, here's what has to happen. And I know it's crazy. Ingredients of success, what are they? We always say take care of the football. We always say win the turnover battle. We always say win the time of possession, keep the other guys off the field. We're not going there this week. You know what I'm saying? Let's just win a game. I don't care how you guys do it. I don't care if Flacco's got to throw 5 picks and we win the game. I don't care if we fumble the ball 6 times and we win the game. That's the keys of the game. Just win the game. I'm out of keys. But here's what needs to happen, though, to get there. We need to play better. We need to execute better. We already know that. Defense has to stop looking like Swiss cheese and actually cover somebody like blankets. I'm getting sick of seeing wide open other opposing players having field days, catching balls, and acting like they're all pros when they're really not. They're all professionals in the sport, yeah, but when you make an unsung guy that does nothing week in and week out look like a hero, it just gets annoying. We need to stop the madness. We need to get back to Ravens football, because playing like Ravens, this is not playing like Ravens. We need that kind of effort to where we really need to understand what goes into winning formula. And that's just execution. It's knowing your roles, knowing your jobs, doing it well. I think that's what's going to bode well for a winning formula today, man. I mean, I would love to be there in person to really see it unfold. Fortunately, it's a road game. I won't be there till later this year. But I do know some friends who are going to be in San Francisco today, so I wish them a happy game day and have fun and root hard and enjoy it. And what's kind of ironic, too, is we didn't really cover this week, but I wanted to say it and save it for today. But what's really ironic is we're playing in the site that where Super Bowl 50 is going to be held, you know, early next year, and it's kind of sad that not only the Ravens, but the Niners don't even have a chance to play in their own stadium, let alone the Super Bowl. So it's kind of just sad to how, you know, we even talked about that in the preview of the season, how, oh, we get to go in San Fran, Super Bowl rematch, Super Bowl 50 is going to be there. Maybe it'll be some nostalgia. We'll be back there. It'll spark us. I mean, it kind of sucks that we're 1-4 right now and we can't use this game as a spark to, hey, but maybe that might be it. Maybe Harbaugh's got some game plan today to where it's like, hey, guys, how would you like to – How about we win a handful of football games, and how about we like to walk in this venue in February as the AFC champions? Hey, now, I mean, Ray Lewis always preached it, and it is very true. With God, all things are possible. He deals with the impossible, and he said it all Super Bowl run. But there's always a chance. We even said it in Dumb and Dumber. There's a chance. There's always – you just got to hold on. You got to win one football game, and the momentum rolls. I'm just saying, let's start today. Site of Super Bowl 50. Let's see where it takes us. win number two. I think it's on the horizon, but that's my inspirational speech for today, man.
Well, you know what? I like what you're saying. Everything makes sense to me. I think you get to Kaepernick as quickly as possible. That secondary is questionable.
Hey, Squidward.
don't let him throw that ball. Like you said, there's going to be people open all over the place. Don't even give him the chance. And offensive line, keep doing what you're doing, making those holes for the running game, and giving Joe Flacco time to make a play happen. And if you're a wide receiver, get open so Joe can make a play. All right. And then when he throws you the ball, catch it. And that's your basics of football and how to win this game.
That's from Coach Holthouse 101 right there.
That's right. So Josh, I think that's it for this game day preview, man. So do your finest. Get us pumped. Let's get ready.
Get us pumped. It's not gonna be after Ray Lewis's speech, but get pumped. The guys just win. I'm getting sick of it. We are sick of it around here. E. Smith, I know, is a little agitated. He knows. We already know how winning makes him feel. And the way I look at it is, do the winning formula. Put it all out there and leave it all out in the field. That's the winning formula for today. It's don't go game plan. Just go crazy. Play organized chaos football. Go out there and just have fun and get back to where the game comes naturally. And that's my inspirational speech. It doesn't have to be pretty. It could be as ugly as can be. But what I want to see is a winning effort and a winning performance. And if it, at the end of the day, the Niners end up scoring more points than us today and we lose, as long as the effort's there, I'm going to hold my head high and say, you know what, my team laid on the field today, and they made some tackles today, but they were a few plays short. But that's not the end of the game, because here's the end of the day. We're actually going to go out and win this football game. We're going to show the world that, hey, we may be 1-4, but in our mindset, it's a new season, and it's a week-to-week league. And at this point, there's a football game to be played for 60 minutes, and it starts right now. It starts right now on win number two. We're going to get it to this afternoon. We're going to get it today. I feel it. I feel it, and believe it. Just keep saying it over and over again, and it's going to happen. That being said, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high today with a win.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.